Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is also in our Leinster House studio. Paul, health is always a tricky department, famously dubbed Angola many years ago. But for once, many of the problems, they centre on children's healthcare, and we got quite a bit of new information there.
Yeah, in particular that issue of members of the CHI board standing down and the minister making it clear her view on how the board had been operating and the institution had been operating. It raises many questions, not just about CHI, also CHI's liaison with the HSE and many other aspects of the health service. And it isn't particularly new, the problems which we're looking at, because there are mirror issues which have come back over the years. So it is a huge amount of work which a minister has to undertake. Confidence has taken a hit, and now the question will be, just following on from what was just said on the News at One, who are those board members, who's going to replace them, and what action is going to be taken to try and resolve this problem, which has been dominating the news cycle for days now.
Away from health, the SRI, which has a pretty good record on these things, is going to tell an Oireachtas committee this afternoon that it doesn't expect any major increase in the number of new homes being built over the next couple of years. That's a big, big problem for the government.
It is a big problem. The government would say it recognises it. But yeah, the ESRI is going before the Oireachtas Health Committee today, also the Central Bank. And basically, it's forecasting that just over 34,000 homes will be delivered in 2025 and 37,000 in 2026. Now, we've heard for a long time that what's needed is 50,000, if not 60,000, to try and overcome the problem that there's a shortfall of 250,000 homes in this country, which is leading to much higher house price sales and also much higher rents for those in difficulty. At Cabinet today, we had the Housing Minister, and he said he got approval today to allow developers to apply in certain cases for a 3-year planning permission. And he said it was an important step, but one of many which need to be taken and will be taken over the coming months. And he was giving a news conference in government buildings. No sooner had he stopped his announcement, the questions came in thick and fast. Government said it hoped to have 40,000 homes delivered last year. It was only 30,000. The ESRI is saying you're not going to do any better this year, or it's going to be marginal. And the minister had to accept. He said that it's going to be exceptionally difficult for the government to deliver this year and next year. So Minister James Brown really does have his work cut out for him.
The Cabinet, Paul, has also been talking again about the Occupied Territories Bill. What was actually decided today in the end?
So this was a measure which was brought by the Taoiseach, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Simon Harris, and he sought approval from his ministerial colleagues to draft legislation. So there wasn't actually any legislation or paper on the table, because one of the key questions he has to answer is whether this will apply to goods coming from the occupied Palestinian territories or goods and services. The Taoiseach says he retains an open mind on the issue, and this will be dictated by legal advice. So what we're going to see next is he will oversee the drafting of this legislation. That legislation will be brought to an Oireachtas committee for scrutiny. And at that point, we'll learn just exactly what the plan is. From opposition parties, they're saying this is moving too slow. The combined opposition, or most of them, will be raising the issue in the Dáil this week. What they say should happen is that the Oireachtas should stand to ensure and sit for as long as is required to get this bill over the line before mid-July. That isn't the government's view.
Paul, many thanks for that. That was our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.